To wrap it up.
Oh, we like to hear that.
Wrap it up. Nice words. Shorty Cooper, judicial slope, drainage. This has turned into a rather complex, confusing, frustrating project. There's four drains that come out of the wall at that slope. Two of them...
Not the road you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the slope behind the judicial slope.
I thought you were talking about the road. Okay, go ahead.
There's four drains out there. Two of them run copious amounts of water through it. Lots and lots of water.
Copious.
Nice work.
Copious. One of them looks like a hose bib under pressure, but the volume of water that comes out of there, it's actually shooting out of the pipe. There's some large rocks in front of it right now. So our challenge has been, number one, it was originally designed by the engineer out of Kansas City that worked on the entire facility. I think I told you that was put on hold as part of the construction process because of the eventual sewer line coming through there. I spoke with the design engineer. It was a 5x25 concrete slab with 12 to 18 inch boulders embedded in that to act as a riprap, but it still met the highway ditch at a 90 degree angle, and with the amount of water that's coming out of there, that wasn't going to work from our perspective, from other engineers' perspective, and from MoDOT's perspective. We needed to make up a change. We still don't have that change. We meet with MoDOT representative tomorrow on site to talk about how we are going to make that change. I foresee them coming forward as they did on Shorty Cooper and saying we need to put in 50 feet of concrete V-ditch here on MoDOT right-of-way. We're talking about putting it underground versus open air as it is designed now. So this, too, is just a heads up. It's frustrating, and it could ultimately be $10,000, $12,000, or $15,000 project once it's all said and done.
So we really don't want to landscape that hillside until we get this thing taken care of.
At least in those locations.
Okay.
Yes.
You're talking about all four locations, all four exits, but specifically two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one's riprap will work fine.
Speaking of landscape, it seemed like the last word was we were going to discuss estimates or get estimates that Renee was working on.
Our last action was to have Linda put it out for bid.
Okay.
So it's out for bid right now, I believe.
So is the bid, how's it going to work with what we just talked about, the copious amount of water that's coming out of there?
I think it was marked out there with stakes and stuff, so that was not supposed to be included anyway.
Left out of that bid.
It was left out of that bid. They were supposed to...
Okay.
I think at one time we talked about doing concrete swells or some sort of drainage, and so they left those areas completely out of the bid.
Very good.
Also, I think if there's some staking out there, from the staking to the highway are areas that have been deemed possible to mow.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is...
Non-mowed.
The other issue, the last one I have, is an issue on Mohawk, which was a road that was petitioned last year, maybe 18 months ago, somewhere in that time frame. Someone has come forward, an out-of-state property owner, that states that we have crushed or created, we have crushed their leach lines on their property, which do not allow their septic system to work anymore.
Help me out. Where's Mohawk again?
Mohawk is off of 160. It was a road that the residents came in to do a cost share. I think they came.
Is that our first cost share?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So there's some discussion from the property owner and Randy and the gentleman that gave us the right of way to do everything. How I see it is that the leach lines should have been contained within their property lines, and they shouldn't be out in an area that doesn't belong to them. How they see it is completely different. Their leach lines were established where they were, whether they're in their property lines or not, and the county is responsible for repairing their sewer system.
Wow. You want
to add anything to that, right?
Basically, we didn't call these people.
Grab a mic, buddy.
I
in talking with this lady, her line evidently where it leaves the trailer, crosses the road, and then turns south on the property across, which is small lots owned by Mr. Hunter, and runs parallel along them lots somehow. Evidently, there's not enough room on her actual lot for a leach field. We were unaware of this. The only line we were aware of was on Cherokee, which Mr. Hunter told us about, so we watched for that. So in building the road up to this property and the turnaround, we evidently covered leach line or leach field, or it's actually land where the turnaround is that Mr. Hunter's give us the easement. So
we surveyed this. We're sure that we're.
We had it. The road was surveyed. We were well within the right of way. We didn't do any work outside the platted roadway.
So if I'm following you, this issue is not with the people that paid the cost share.
No.
Well, maybe. I think they got together as a group of residents. I think they had discussed that. Where the money came from, I'm not sure. But.
Yeah, I don't know how many residents actually contributed.
But it's not the last property as you go out Mohawk.
No, we're going to, this is on the north piece, side. The first little piece, not the
south
people
side.
You're thinking about.
It's up here. This is the Mohawk portion. You get up here and we get this little section. It's right in here. Where you see the cul-de-sac when you're driving by from the highway.
We had to build a turnaround on that little piece there, and Mr. Hunter gave us the, he owned them lots there. He gave us the easement for the turnaround on that portion. We had everything staked. We built the road within the survey. So,
Mr. Hunter know the encroachment of these leach lines?
I have no idea. I didn't talk to him about them. So, I couldn't find a phone number for him. I'm just going to have to find him out there. I think the one gentleman that told me about the other sewer line actually lived there at the time and gave us a heads up on one of them there on Cherokee. But now this one, we were unaware. We know there was water lines. We had them all located. We know about phone lines or electric or anything like that. But nobody told us about the leach lines. So.
Was there somebody, were they residing there when y'all were building the road?
No.
Oh, they weren't
it's
there.
It's kind of a summer type home.
So they didn't.
So they're just here for the summer, and they may not have. So.
And we're confident, so, we stay within the easement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're wanting us to fix it. They've contacted Road and Bridge.
They contacted me last week and would like their lines fixed because we damaged it.
Was a lot of money?
I haven't even got an estimate. I didn't know as much as what Randy told me today that. How far the leach lines went outside of their property. Not only does it go across the road right away, it goes into
now,
Mr. Hunter's additional.
The only thing I would say is even if we went down this path of us repairing it, we'd have to have permission from the property owner to go on his property to fix these lines. So I'd be really curious to see if the property owner does even know that these lines exist on the property.
His property.
Most of them lots are unbuildable. He just owns them. They sit right under this big transmission line. Basically, it's all them lots there.
Right.
And they're not buildable lots.
But that's a great question. Does Mr. Hunter know that those lines are on his property?
Well, if we say we're going to fix them, we'll need permission from that property owner to say we can go on the property.
If we're going to fix them, where would you lay the field of leach lines that would not be within the county right away?
You couldn't.
My first thought is, I don't know how we can help the people.
I don't either.
Those were my thoughts. Those are, I believe, Randy's thoughts, and I told the people that I would. Basis, I would bring it up to the commission to talk about. But my initial review, without having been out there or granted being out there, I told the property owners if they were without this, with not within the scope of their property lines, that it would be very problematic for the county to fix it, because we built the road on what was staked as the right-of-way, and leach lines should not have been in the right-of-way. Her statement was they already live in Kansas, and they weren't aware that this was going on, and they bought the place with the leach lines in place. So why is it her fault?
When did she buy the property?
I'm not sure.
Wouldn't there surely have been a survey or something with the leach lines if you're going to buy a property?
When I bought my property, I didn't know where my leach line. I still don't know where my leach lines are.
Fair enough.
I'm assuming they're on my property.
Nobody's.
We'll find out.
Nobody's wishing that they're having this problem, but it's just. Where they are, and they're not their property. I don't know how we can go in there and fix them.
I don't either. I mean, I'm sympathetic, but I don't know how we can fix it. They're in the right of way.
Sounds good to me.
I don't think it's going to be the end of the conversation.
No. We'll find out.
All right.
Do you have anything for me you'd like me to look for? I will be taking what appears to be the last of my vacation. I'll have a few days left, but Monday I'll be flying out of Branson Airport to Salt Lake City to visit with my eldest son, who has provided me with a granddaughter.
That's cool.
First grandbaby.
Well, that's cool.
So the 19th you're gone?
19th through the 26th. Flying out the 19th, flying back the 26th.
She will not be back here to work on the 26th.
I will be flying in that afternoon. That's Monday, the 26th?
Yep.
Flying in Monday afternoon.
So we have to make sure any road and bridge discussions we have is the 27th or later.
The transportation meeting is after that, the 26th?
26th at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So you'll miss that one.
I am working on a package for Buddy Robert. Is that the meeting we canceled with David also? I mean,
we canceled the 23rd.
Okay.
And moved it to the 26th.
Okay.
If you've got any information, just get it to Nikki, and she'll make sure
okay.
The copies are mailed to the right people and emailed to the other people.
Okay. I'm working with Patsy Alexander this afternoon at 4 o'clock to hash out some GIS details so that we can get interactive up here on information that's available to us.
Sounds great. I have nothing for Frank, Mr. Chair.
All right. I have nothing else for him, I don't think.
How about a recess, sir?
Before we recess.
Oh. Yeah.
Before we recess, did you see this letter from Kanika?
I did. Mr. Paulson, I think, is researching what we can do.
Okay. So.
I got my copy here. I brought it down, too.
We have it with our DOE stuff, too.
Okay.
You do? Okay, because their last paragraph says they would like to take care of this as quickly as possible, and it's money for the schools and
did
whatnot.
You listen to the portion where I talked about B-Creek?
All right, so probably should we? Is this a county? Do you know, Don? Is
this
a commission?
That's going to be a regular BOE. It's a real estate, though, so.
So it's not a county commission issue, it's a BOE?
I think so. I think it's going to be a really tough one for you to try and figure out.
How?
Well, because Bob doesn't think we should be taxing an entity that's already been taxed. We're already past the time to tax people.
Right.
So.
It's like we missed the opportunity.
They've already closed the 2009 tax year, and we're on 2010.
Okay.
So it should be picked up in 2010, but not 2009, unless Bob finds something.
Yeah, he thought our hands were pretty tight on this thing for 2009.
I would agree. The thing I came in to tell you was we just got hit with another 14 appointments, and we're full. So we're going to need another day, or partial day, to
all
work
right.
This in.
Yippee!
Yeah, and we're not to 5 o'clock yet. Somebody came in and just.
What's the filing? When's the deadline today?
Today's the deadline.
Yes, that's why you're getting all the.
Oh, yeah, we've had mail like you wouldn't believe.
Now, the 23rd, I sent Cindy and said we can have all day the 23rd of this next week.
Okay, and that was an extra day we hadn't planned, right?
Right, so the 23rd, and you can start as early as you want. You can start at 8 o'clock on the 23rd.
Well, the thing is, the last day of the 28th, we're booked. solid on the 28th.
28th, I see that. Okay.
So what our concern is, if you guys don't make decisions during those days, we're going to run out of time. And
to make the changes?
Not for us to make the changes, for you to get everything done before the deadline.
Now, we have the 30th as an overflow date.
Is that a Saturday?
No, it's a Friday. Friday the 30th. We have that as an overflow. Let me... we knew Wednesdays and... Well, I sent Cindy an email because she was concerned about the 23rd, and that was an overflow date that we can use because, as a commission, all we have is just the agenda review on a Friday and simple stuff like that. So we can use that whole day if that helps.
So we'll send an email to make everybody aware that we're going to use the 23rd.
All day.
Okay. Maybe anything we haven't decided on, we can try and get in there.
Because, Chuck, you normally, we usually leave the first couple hours on Friday open on the 23rd, and there's no legislative or anything that day, so we should be fine.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we do need to get them done. There's not a statutory thing that says I have to have it entered by the 30th, but the longer it takes me, the longer it takes me to get the information to the political subdivisions, and,
right. You
know, we don't want to keep them any longer than we have to.
To see how, if you had all day the 23rd, if that helped you at all.
It will help, definitely.
And if that doesn't work, then we'll come up with some other things. We can start earlier on the 28th.
All right, we're going to plug the 23rd in as all day then. Okay. And I'll let the girls know upstairs. Yes, sir.
So back to the Kanakuk issue. Is that decision need to be made by the BOE or by the county commission?
Right this minute, I couldn't tell you. But I think it's going to be the BOE.
I think it's the BOE.
I have to look back at our sheet.
Can we ask Donna if she finds otherwise that it's a county commission that she call Nikki and get it posted?
Sure.
Yes.
Would you do that for us?
And we'll go ahead and post this for after your summer BOE meetings.
Okay.
As soon as possible so that we can get it resolved.
Great.
All right. Anything else? Recess. For now.
Yep.